Part B. In this part of the test, you'll hear six different extracts. In each extract, you'll hear people talking in a different healthcare setting. For questions 25 to 30, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. You'll have time to read each question before you listen. Complete your answers as you listen. Now look at question 25. You hear an optometrist talking to a patient who's trying contact lenses for the first time. Now read the question.
Now, you've had the lenses in for a few minutes. How are they feeling?
Not bad. I thought I'd feel them actually touching my eyes, that they'd be sore or prickly, but I can't feel much at all. My eyes do feel a bit watery, though.
It's okay. You've just used too much solution. Now, in a few minutes, I'll get you to try taking them out and inserting them again by yourself.
I had no trouble taking them out earlier, but I'm not confident about putting them in. I worry I'll press too hard.
That's unlikely to happen.
Things look rather distorted, though. I mean, I can't make out the letters on that chart.
Any of them?
Those lower down.
Let's give things another minute to settle down.
Question 26. You hear a nurse asking a colleague for help with a patient. Now read the question.
Kathy, could you help me with a patient in bed 103? The woman who had surgery 2 days ago.
Oh, yes, she's due for discharge today, isn't she? Does her pain relief need topping up again? I thought she wasn't very comfortable this morning.
Oh, she's on a reasonably low dose, but she's coping. Mm. She needs her chest drains removing, though, and she's got herself into a bit of a state.
Ah, well, that's a two-person job anyway, so I'll come with you. Has the consultant seen her? I know there was some concern yesterday about her condition and the level of the fluids draining into the bags.
Oh, he's cleared her for removal of them today, but I think some reassurance might be needed first.
Right. I might just check her analgesia and give her more before we go ahead.
Okay.
Question 27. You hear a senior nurse talking about a new initiative that has been introduced on her ward. Now read the question.
One of our key priorities is improving communications between staff, patients, and patients' families. We recently introduced a scheme called Dear Doctor, which involves giving each patient a card where they can make a note of any questions or concerns that they themselves have. They can also talk to their families during visiting time or even on the phone and see if there's anything else they'd like to add. The cards are then collected and given to the doctor before the ward round. We're really pleased with the response. Patients used to say that they only thought of the things they felt they needed to discuss when it was too late, so the cards give them a better chance to bring up whatever's on their minds. In fact, it's been so successful that we're going to roll it out on all wards in the hospital.
Question 28. You hear two radiologists talking about the type of scan to be given to a patient. Now read the question.
I've just had a phone call from emergency. They have an 11-year-old boy with right lower quadrant abdominal pain. They're concerned about appendicitis and they'd like to order an abdominal CT for him.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I was thinking maybe we should recommend an abdominal ultrasound, because then we can spare him the radiation.
Is there any concern in this case around using ultrasound instead of CT? Accuracy, for example.
The sensitivity is slightly less than the CT, but the specificity is almost the same, so I think we can rely on the results.
OK. It means we can avoid the child being subject to contrast exposure as well. But what would we do if the ultrasound doesn't answer the question?
If we can't visualise the complete appendix, then we can recommend an abdominal CT.
OK, we have a plan. Call them back and let them know.
Question 29. You hear part of a surgical team's briefing. Now read the question.
OK, next is Mr. Malloy's repeat laparotomy. Any anaesthesia issues?
We don't expect any particular problems. He's relatively fit and well, except for his epilepsy, which is under good control.
Mm-hmm.
His BMI is 35.
But will we need the obesity bed?
It shouldn't be an issue.
And what about the epilepsy post-operative management?
He's taking his oral medications, and we can use an IV if necessary.
I know he was in a lot of discomfort after his last surgery, and this time he's going to need a larger midline incision. It may be worth thinking about an epidural. He's certainly at the extremely low edge in terms of pain threshold.
Question 30. You hear a senior research associate talking about a proposal to introduce interprofessional primary healthcare teams. Now read the question.
We're looking at opportunities to improve the effectiveness of health and healthcare systems here in Canada. One of the interventions we're looking at is interprofessional primary care teams, groups of professionals working together collaboratively to provide services including healthcare, social services, and advice to patients within the primary care setting. There's evidence that teams like these can improve chronic disease outcomes, including diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease, as well as mental health problems. There's also evidence that improvements can be made in terms of both access to and coordination of care. Now, the extent to which these teams could affect the costs of healthcare in such areas isn't quite clear within the evidence, but the work we're doing aims to address such issues while looking at the challenges of implementation and evaluation.
That is the end of Part B. Now look at Part C.